It is a gloomy day in Kabul. Dozens of people gather to bury seven Afghans who drowned in the Aegean Sea while trying to make the dangerous crossing to Europe. The family is still hoping that the bodies of five other relatives also on board the same vessel will turn up. So far, they are still missing in Turkish waters. According to Afghan custom, the mourners will neither speak of the dead before they are buried, nor the reason they were aboard the overcrowded vessel. But a few streets away, more time has passed for the mother of another would-be migrant. Sharifa Omeri's son, Rashid, was killed in Iran 8 months ago while traveling overland trying to reach Europe through Turkey. His body has yet to be returned, and Sharifa has not been able to lay him to rest. She says ever since she learned of his death, time does not pass, and she can hardly control her tears.
I wish I could see his dead body. It would help me to deal with the pain and grief. I wish I'd never allowed him to leave the country. I wish I'd stopped him by force. Now I hope I die soon, too.
Sharifa's husband sold their property to pay for Rashid to travel to Europe. Now, they've lost both their ancestral land and their son. The same day the mourners bury their loved ones, in the capital city of Kabul, hundreds of Afghans stand in line to get their electronic passports. One of them is Mazullah Khan. He says he is 19 years old, but he looks barely 16 and has not yet begun to shave.
My father sold his land to send me to Europe. There are no jobs here, only poverty. So I plan to go to Europe and earn money. I'm ready to work any type of work, labor or any other job, to earn money and support my family. I know it's not easy to reach Europe, and I know about dangers during the trip.
According to the Ministry of Refugees and Repatriations, more than 70,000 Afghans like Mazullah have left the country in the last 3 months alone. Thousands more hope to leave as soon as they can come up with the money, certain they'll find opportunity abroad and be able to send money back home. All told, government officials say 250,000 Afghans have already registered as refugees in developed countries. A survey conducted jointly by the United Nations Refugee Agency and the Afghanistan Research and Evaluation Unit, or RU, found poverty, insecurity, and unemployment as the main driving forces causing Afghan youth to migrate. And the increasing presence of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, who brutally kill innocent civilians, has increased the number of people trying desperately to leave the country. As with both the Omeri and Khan families, parents often sell what little they have to finance the dangerous and uncertain trips. They encourage their children to migrate, hoping they'll find safety and opportunity that they do not have at home. Agents in human trafficking groups make it easy for young Afghans to take the risk. Depending on routes traveled and country of destination, they can cost anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000. Ramin Jan, not his real name, is one such agent. He charges $12,000 to take people to England and says most of his clients are young people.
We have a network of agents. We take people from Western Afghanistan to Iran and then to Turkey. Once there, we hand off our people to an agent who's responsible for the rest of the trip to European countries.
Yet, despite the hope that many feel as they depart, the realities are harsh. Dr. Syed Mahdi Mosawi is a senior research officer with RU. He has spent time in Iran and regularly visits Turkey and says things are not necessarily better for Afghan youth who survive the journey and live as refugees in other countries.
Parents should be informed about the hardships and risks their children will face during their journey. They'll also be left with psychological problems, and our media, TV, and radio should disseminate these messages. Everyone should take it seriously, because this is not an individual issue, but a problem common to us all.
But with little economic opportunity, many families see no options, and even educated young Afghans feel forced to join the mass exodus from the country. This is Robert Packard reading for Gabe Matthews, FSRN, Afghanistan.